Welcome to Abide's Daily Christian Meditations. I'm Tyler Boss, and I'm continually encouraged day after day to remain or abide in my Creator, which in turn has helped me to grow in so many ways. And I hope you find that same encouragement as well as you listen today. And you can have full access to the Abide app commercial-free. Just text the word ABIDE to 22433 for 25% off the Abide app. Just text ABIDE to 22433. Now, experience peace and purpose as we meditate and abide in Christ.
Welcome to this Abide Meditation. Are you afraid of the unknown? In times like these, the whole world seems to be on an uncharted course, trying to figure out the best path. We are lovingly reminded in Isaiah chapter 41, verse 13, that I, the Lord your God, hold your right hand. It is I who say to you, fear not, I am the one who helps you. Fear not. Do not be afraid. These expressions are repeated again and again throughout the Old and New Testaments. In fact, variations of these words can be found 365 times throughout the Scriptures. Be not afraid is a daily reminder from our God. No matter where you are, no matter what fears you have, you are not alone. Look at your right hand. Guess who is holding it? The Lord, your God. Take a moment to let that sink in. The Holy God of the universe is guiding you through the unknown, through every dark turn, every rocky path, and every uncertain step. Will you hold fast to the Father's hand? Take a deep breath. Inhale the holy presence of the Lord, leading you away from fear and into His peace. Exhale every worry that has been consuming your mind. Dear one, ask the Lord to be with you. Believe that He will lead you in the way you should go, step by faithful step. If you are experiencing fear, it is not a sign of weakness or a lack of faith. These are real human emotions that everyone has at different times. And it's okay to acknowledge them. In fact, it's good to admit when you're struggling. So open up about your true feelings and allow room for breakthrough. As we seek the Lord together, as we learn what it means to not be afraid, we can count on the Lord for divine breakthrough in our lives. Please pray with me. Holy God, faithful and true, You know the worries and fears that are circling my mind today. Even though I try to push them away, they return again and again. It seems like everything is getting worse by the minute. How can I not be afraid in this uncertain season? Please, be my comfort and strength at this time. Turn my thoughts towards You. Open my hand to receive Your strong hand of guidance. And please, Lord, lead me out of this fearful place. In Jesus' holy name, amen. Now, if you're able, open your hands as a sign to the Lord that you are ready to receive the comfort and peace He has for you. Breathe in the holiness of His presence. Breathe out the things that have kept you down. Look up to the Father. He is waiting to take your hand and help you today. My friend, don't be ashamed of your fears. Talk openly with the Father and tell Him about what worries you. He hears you without condemnation or judgment. He listens as a kind and gentle Father. Now, take a moment to settle your mind on the word of the Lord. Resist all other distractions. Please join me as I read from Isaiah chapter 41, verse 13 from the English Standard Version. For I, the Lord your God, hold your right hand. It is I who say to you, fear not, I am the one who helps you. Who is holding your hand today? Who is leading you in the way you should go? Fear not. I am the one who helps you. Gaze upon the one who leads you by the hand, who helps you to stand, and who leads you through every unknown. Listen again as I read Isaiah chapter 41, verse 13, this time from the Living Bible. I am holding you by your right hand, I, the Lord your God, and I say to you, don't be afraid. I am here to help you. In the words of author Jerry Bridges, God's providence is His constant care for and His absolute rule over all His creation, for His glory and the good of His people. Think about what God's providence means to you. There is evidence of God's providence everywhere we look, from the running water out of our faucets to the clothes we wear each day. God cares for us. Do not be afraid. I am here to help you. How will you trust God to help you today? Whatever is holding you back, whether it be fear over your health, fear for your loved ones, or fear of the future, try extending your hand to the Lord. Open your palm to accept His hand of provision and know that He's got you. He's got this. Do not be afraid. I am here to help you. Now, join me once more as I read Isaiah chapter 41, verse 13 in the English Standard Version. For I, the Lord your God, hold your right hand. It is I who say to you, fear not, I am the one who helps you. You know, as a child attempts to walk across a balance beam for the first time, they reach for the hand of their parent to help them make it safely to the other side. If life feels unbalanced and you are shakily trying to take another step, reach out for your Heavenly Father's hand. Just imagine the smile on the child's face as they make it across the balance beam and reach the other side. They are beaming with joy. Not only that, they want to try again. The help of their parent gives them courage to try again. So ask yourself, how does the help of your father give you courage to take another step? Remember, 365 times, God spoke various forms of the expression, "Be not afraid." What a beautiful reminder for every single day of the year. Ponder that wondrous thought for several moments. For I, the Lord your God, hold your right hand. It is I who say to you, fear not, I am the one who helps you. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, you are a good, good Father to me. Thank you that I am invited to call you Abba Father. Because of your gentle leading, I am feeling less and less afraid and more settled by your loving providence. Thank you for leading me in the way I should go. I rest in the quiet strength of your presence today. In Jesus' holy name, amen. Spend a few more uninterrupted moments with the Lord. And remember, be not afraid. The Lord your God is with you. We so look forward to spending time with you again tomorrow. Until then, may you abide in Christ.